And in studio this morning, Dan Durlacky, Bend Fire and Rescue. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, Dan, how long have you been with Bend Fire?
I've been with Bend Fire Prevention for 27 years now, and 23 in fire prevention.
So. That's great. That's great. Yeah, because we've heard your name and had you on the air many, many times with different stories throughout the years. So.
Glad to be here. Glad to still doing it.
Well, temperatures are getting colder.
Yep.
What do we need to know about staying safe at the same time we can stay warm?
Well, we're moving back inside, closing those windows, closing those doors. We're starting to heat the house up, whether it be with the wood stoves, pellet stoves, HVAC. Now we just need to go back to reminding ourselves that all of those things have a potential for fires or safety hazards and prepare so we can have a nice, safe winter.
What should homeowners be doing now or even those who are renters be doing now to check around?
So with your, if you got a wood stove, making sure that flue is professionally cleaned, get it ready to go for the year, burning that clean, dry, seasoned wood, storing it properly. With your HVAC system, changing the filter, make sure it's flowing air really well. If it needs to be serviced, have it serviced. We suggest once a year just to make sure it's going to run well and it's going to last even longer. Pellet stoves, again, make sure they're nice and clean and again, getting everything out from around it. Over the summer, we probably built up storage. Kids started putting their toys back there. We added some things there. We want to get everything away from that that HVAC system, the pellet stove, wood stoves. Give a good 3 feet clearance all around. That way nothing ignites outside of those.
Okay. And what about smoke alarms and smoke detectors?
This is a great time. We're coming up on daylight savings time. We suggest once a year changing out those batteries. That prevents that chirping alarm that inevitably is going to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. Smoke alarms last around 10 years. So looking at the date on the back of them, check them out. If they're within 10 years of that date, change those batteries, put them back up, test them, make sure everyone knows what they sound like and knows what to do when they go off. Especially when you got young kids, they may not understand what that noise means. Test them, make sure they understand, and then you guys can evacuate if there is an emergency.
How many smoke alarms should you have in your house?
Minimum, you want one. Newer houses, everything built since 2001, is going to have one on every floor and one in every bedroom. Older houses may have one or two, may have in kind of different parts of the house, but you want to make sure any that you have in there are working.
What about older folks who may not have anybody who can, you know, they want to climb on the ladder to change them and may not have family to help them out?
If you need help, give us a call. You live within the city of Bend or our fire district, give Bend Fire Department or Bend Fire and Rescue a call. We're glad to come out and help you, whether it's changing a battery or can help replace those alarms for you. Again, they only last 10 years, and think of how many homes in this community that have been built in the last 10, 20, 30 years. Maybe those alarms weren't replaced. Once they're past their 10 years, they start malfunctioning. And then they're going to happen at 2 in the morning. You may not have working alarms. We want to get those alarms changed out as soon as possible.
Is that what it means when it starts chirping at me that the battery's dead?
Yep, the battery's dead. When you have carbon monoxide alarms, they're going to actually chirp at you when they're at the end of their life, being that carbon monoxide is odorless, tasteless, and colorless. You won't see it. You would never know if the alarm isn't working. So they actually have a lifespan. Most of them made today last 10 years. At the end of that lifespan, they'll usually do two chirps once a minute. Once you hear that, no matter what you're going to do with it, you got to replace the detector. And again, if you need help, you can always call us. If you're looking for help changing that battery, changing those detectors, it's not actively chirping right now, give us a call at our office. We will schedule a time. We usually have someone working 7 days a week that can come out and help you. If it is chirping in the middle of the night and you can't get up on the ladder, you shouldn't be able to get on the ladder, we can help you. You can call our non-emergency dispatch center. We can send somebody out for those chirping alarms where you can't reach. But if it's just to schedule an appointment, give us a call in our office.
Okay. Now, hopefully, we're not going to have a real hard winter, but there have been times when it's been just dead cold and the lights have gone out. There's no power. And there's been cases, I'm thinking back 10 years or so, where people have used things in the house to heat that they shouldn't have. Give us some advice on that.
Definitely. If it's not designed to be in the house, and the examples of that would be a barbecue or those big camp stoves you buy and you take out to the tailgate or to elk camp, those are not designed to be inside. They're not vented. They're not. They're going to produce carbon monoxide, and we have had problems with that in the past. If you don't have power, if you need to cook, take it out onto the back porch or out just outside the garage. We can be ventilated outside and not build that carbon monoxide up inside the house. Keeping warm, keeping windows shut, make sure everyone's got good sweatshirts and have good jackets for inside the house. Minimize the amount of doors opening and closing, going in and out to keep that heat inside.
One of the more common things that we've read about, in fact, it was just a couple of days ago, a house and a trailer were destroyed, and it looks like it was improper disposal of wood ash or from a fireplace or something like that. That's fairly common?
Unfortunately, that's pretty common. So when you're cleaning out that wood stove, that ash can stay hot for days, if not a week, especially when it's confined inside that wood stove. We highly suggest that all of that ash, no matter how long it's been since you burned it, goes into a metal container or non-combustible container with a tight-fitting lid, and that's taken directly outside and placed into a non-combustible surface. Gravel, concrete, the lawn, something like that can't catch on fire. Different tricks. Some people put water in there. Some people throw ice on top of it and let it cool off, and then we'll dispose of it like into their garden or something like that. We don't want that hot ash going directly into trash cans or into the yard debris containers because that still can catch fire. That hot ash can stay hot for weeks at a time. Before you throw it away, put your hands down through it. Just make sure it's cold to the touch. If it's cold to the touch, it's not going to be that issue going into there. Sometimes we have people put it into plastic containers that go out onto the deck, and those decks are wood, catches on fire. The ash going into the trash cans, if you look at all those trash cans from the trash companies you get, all of the trash cans say no hot ash, and it's talking about the wood stove ash. If you have a pellet stove, a lot of times that ash is a lot finer and doesn't hold the heat as well, but still, make sure it's cold to the touch before you go put it anywhere that you don't want catching on fire.
Okay. Anything else? Any other reminders that we need to know about as the weather turns cold?
Just if you have problems with any of your heating appliances, the carbon monoxide alarm goes off, anything like that, call for help. If the carbon monoxide alarm is going off, call 911, have us come out and check. You're not going to know if carbon monoxide is in your house. Call 911, leave the doors and windows shut, just everyone evacuate. That way we can get into the house really quickly and identify if there is carbon monoxide or it isn't. Maybe it's a malfunctioning alarm, or maybe it's something that's going bad. Once we can identify what is going wrong, then we can get that shut down, get you back into your house, and then you can call the appropriate appliance or HVAC company to come in and fix that for you.
All right. Dan Durlacki, Bend Fire and Rescue, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.